Even in the case where it was done through a heter, I mean, Shabbos means it had a rest, it wasn't made at all on Shabbos. Even in the case where it's made later, also it's also. The Rav Tanya, we heard from the Braisa, no. Or Shochaya, if you have a pregnant lady, the nurse, or right after she gave birth, first 30 days, that she's a Chola Shesh Pes Takona, she will allow to light a fire for her on Shabbos. Or else the Shochayla, a Chola Shesh Pes Takona, that you will allow to light the fire, so even though this fire was lit on Shabbos, Mavarchan Olof, you're allowed to use this fire after Shabbos to make a Bar Mireish. Why? Because the Naveri wasn't done. It's Hutra for Kuach Nefesh. So it's not called Naveri was done. Amrav Nachman v'Yitzchok, my Shabbos. So what does this Braisa mean? That it has to be a fire that rested from Shabbos. It doesn't mean that rested, it wasn't created on Shabbos, but Sheshavas Machmas Mlechas Aveira. It means that it wasn't put on in fire Sam. That if Yisrael would have put it on for that purpose, it would have been Naveri. If a guy lights a match, stand for cooking, the Balti Yisroel would have lit it for cooking, would be an Aveira, that's fine, you can't use Mitzvah Shabbos. But here, where the Yisroel lit it for a Pekuach Nefesh, which is Mutter to do, that's Mutter. Tani Nami Hochi. If you had a candle that was burning from the beginning of Shabbos till the end, you're allowed to use that candle. Even though this fire wasn't Shabbos on Shabbos, it was going throughout the whole Shabbos, but no Aveira was done with this candle. That's the right of the Yisrael is, you can't use an air that an Aveira was done with. Right, Tani Rabbanan. Nochri shehid lit mi Yisrael. If a goy lit the air from Yisrael, means after Shabbos, Yisrael lit the fire, and then a goy lit a candle from that fire, or else the Yisrael shehid lit mi nochri, or else the goy, or Yisrael, took a candle and lit it from a goyish candle, is a volchan alok. You're allowed to make a bar mireish on this. So the first case is Pita, that thinks the Yisrael lit the candle, mistam he lit it after Shabbos, even though the goy lit it from him, it's a mutter case. And the second case is the Chiddush, that even though the goy lit the candle on Shabbos, but since now the Yisrael is like lighting a new candle, so it's also mutter to make the bar mireish on it. We'll soon see why. Vashemke nochri, mi nochri, aim a volchan alok. If even by my choice Shabbos, one guy goes to another guy's house and lights his candle from the first guy that lit that candle on Shabbos, that you can't use at night time. Kedi Gemara, Maishno Nochri Menochri, how come he can't use the second candle that the guy lit even though it's my choice Shabbos now? Since he lit it from the first guy that lit it on Shabbos, Deloi Mishum Deloi Shabbos, because the first candle, the makor of the fire, was an Aveira didn't rest on Shabbos, Hihochi Yisrael Menochri Nami. Why do we say if on Mitzvah Shabbos Yisrael goes with his candle to a goy and lights from his candle that was lit on Shabbos? It's mutter. Go bought the Ikra candle. The first candle was lit on Shabbos. So the second candle, the Yisrael, it should also be yotzer. And what's the difference of the Yisrael lights from a goy or the goy lights from a goy? Hole Shabbos. Both cases, the makor, the Ikra, first candle wasn't Shabbos. V'chitei mahach Yisur ozolei. V'achrinu, I'll tell you, the first Yisrael went away. It's like a new fire now. Obiyada the Yisrael who misyalda. And without the Yisrael lit it now, Mitzvah Shabbos, it's considered like a new fire created now. The first fire, it's not considered a continuation of the first fire, like you're lighting from the grace candle. No, when the Yisrael comes now, it's considered like a new candle, new fire. And what that can be, Eloha, the time you learned the Bermishni and Shabbos, Hamoy Tishal Hevath, Lushu Sarabi, and Chayiv. If somebody carries out fire on Shabbos, he's Chayiv. It's in the case where you have the candle alone, you be potter. You don't want the candle. The only thing you want is the fire. So for the fire, you chayiv. So the Gemara, my chayiv. My shaok alohiniyah. By Shabbos, you have to make an atira, and halacha, you have to pick up the chayfiz and put down the chayfiz. If in the time when he's walking, the fire is seated, a new fire, it's not the same fire you had here before, so the fire you make the halacha on is not the same fire you made the atira on. So you simply chayiv for Shabbos. Without we say Yechayim for carrying the fire alone, it's right, it's considered the same fire from beginning to end. So they're here also. How can you make the Borei Mireish when the Yisrael lit his candle from the Goyish candle? Without the same fire, the fire is coming from a Goy. Mashokel Le'niach or Mashniach Le'yoker. Elo Le'yelam V'Yisurinam Yisur. No, Avada, the first light is still here. The first fire is still here. Avazoy, the Kashra is, why is the Yisrael lights from a Goy? Are you allowed to make a Bar Mireish? The key come of Orach, Atzai Swasa de Terah come of Orach. Shat is the old fire is here, but there's new fire also now. Without the Yisrael lighting it, there's new fire now, you're making a Brach on the new fire. So the Gemara Yehoshi, that's the story, there's a new fight here, Nochri Menochri Nami. Even by my Soy Shabbos, if a guy goes to light a candle from another guy, even though the first candle was lit on Shabbos, but the second candle is first being lit now on my Soy Shabbos, so good it has some of the old fire, but it has some new fire also. So make the brach on the new fire. So the Gemara Yehoshi Nami. Mikra din, you're right, you should be allowed to make the brach on. But here it's Xera Mishum Nochri Rishin V'yamad Rishin. It's called to mind you're lighting from a guy, we're afraid you'll come to use the first guy's fire. So therefore, even though the second guy lit on Moisoy Shabbos, still we can't use his fire, it's exactly you'll come to use the first guy. But Hashem, when Yisrael lit from a guy, they will not chesh to come to use a guy. Because Yisrael, we use his. We're not guys, if you use Yisrael, you come to use a guy. Just from one guy to another guy, there's exactly you'll come to use the first guy's shalevis. Turn around on for Yemahalech Chutz LeKrach, someone is walking outside the city to raw ore, and he saw fire there. Moitzoy Shabbos, he saw some fire. In Roiv Nochem, the road people in the city are going ain Mevorach, because you never want to the grain are making a fire Hashem avoid Zorah, and it's also to have an ore from it. In Roiv Yisrael Mevorach, the more good for Kasha. Omat in Roiv Nochem ain Mevorach, it's a dia komach samach Mevorach. Mashma just half Yid and half goyim, you could make the Vorach, you go to Kula. For the Tanya, the Sefer says no. In Roiv Yisrael Mevorach. If you have Roiv Yisrael, then you can make the Brachon. Today you call Mach Samach Fein Mevorach. If you have a Sofik of 50-50, you can make a Brachon. And the Gemara Bedinu, you have Filo Mach Samach Fein Mevorach. If you go to Kula here, even 50-50, you can also make the Brachon. So Vadi the Tanya Reisha, Roiv Nochem, it's also Tanya Sefer Roiv Yisrael. But for here, you could go to Kula. What do you want to Kula? Here to make a bracha. What? What to say, Saker? And maybe this goyim though, maybe not doing shame of the zora. Can say right. I mean, not vade, they're doing shame of the zora. Right. So be a slight Saker. Good. Tell the rabbonim. For your mahalich chutz the craft, you're walking outside the city. The raw tinnik, the avuke, the yodi. You see a kid holding a torch. Look after him, Yisrael Hu Mevorach, because Minas Tam, he first lit it now on Mitzoy Shabbos, so it's called this Nair that was Shabbos on Shabbos. And Nochri Ein Mevorach, but it's a kid, that's a guy, the stomach was lit on Shabbos, and he can't use it. But the Mormai, he retained it, first of all, after a kid, I feel a God of Namish, with the same Shabbos a God of. Om Rav Yudu, Om Rav, Hocha, the Tzomach, Leshkiya, Chacham, Achinim. We're talking about that Mamish, right after Shkiya, right after Fetz Chodin, you found him with his candle. His name a God of. If the person is a gadol, it's nuchu nutzu devadei nochrihu. Avada, this person is a goy. Because the year, the right after Pesach Chov is not holding a fire. He didn't go home yet to make Abdullah, he's really not holding a fire yet. Tinnik, Mashenkin, if it's a kid, then he can have a sofik. Amy Yisrael, maybe it's not a Yisrael. And Ikri Vinokis, maybe his father was making Abdullah, and he ran outside right now with the candle. So with a kid, he could possibly to be, he could be holding the candle now. But with a gadol, Shita will be a goy, not a yid. So actually, God will look in the rock of you. We ain't so much lived the gachrob. The yeast of the Yisrael who, the hoyim and myer, some of the Hashem, the yad, lecha, some of the other. A yid, radius of dole, doesn't go outside with fire. Hashem, you find the kid, maybe the kid, the chapsich, he caught the Havdolah candle, and he walked outside with it. He's still walking outside. So with a kid, you have to look in to see if he's a goy or a Yisrael. Put it up on him. For your mahala chutz the crack, you're walking outside the city. For real oil, you still fire. Imovel kefiyah kivshir, it's a very thick fire like a furnace. Mevorachalov, then you can make a bracha. Krashi kefiyah kivshirim, sheshoshim boyavonim, they make bricks. Lesid, imovel kor hayotim kefiyah kivshir, hura borihi, ulishtamish loirihi nasik. If this can make to have an oil from the oil, then you can make a bracha on it. The imlav, if it's not such a big fire, ain't mevorachalov. Krashi imlav, lav loirin nasis el levashal. Then we have to be afraid that fire was made just for cooking. It wasn't made for oil. It has to be such candle that's made, lahoyer, that's made to give off fire. A Abdullah candle has to be fire that, an oil that's made to give off light. That's part of the kashya yes, as man is that everybody has electricity on already. So here, when you light the candle, it's not made for any light. You're just lighting it down to be used for the mitzvah. But one eitzah is talking to shut off the light, And when you make that, that's what it means. Some people shut off the light to use a candle, then it's called an or that you're using, you're having some hanor from it. But the other pshat would be is that about you doing it, the same mitzvah, so you're doing it the way you're supposed to. And the mitzvah is to use the or, so it's also considered lit for the or. But it has to be such a candle that the purpose of it is for light and not here for cooking. Tony Choder. Or shall kivshim mevorchim lov, or from a furnace you could make a bracha on it. The tani rechay mevorchim lov, you can't make a bracha on it. Or it's not made for light; it's only made to burn with. By kasha, for betchila, it's also trashy. Betchila, sreifa savonim ena on oyu. Beginning when you're making the bricks, it's not meant for light; it's only meant to make the bricks. Hold it safe. At the end, though, then the fire was gishmat. Use it even for or also. Tani choder, or shall tana b'shal kriyim mevorchim lov. Same thing with kasha. However, tchila you don't, because it's meant for baking only. Hold up, sir, then use it ready for the or. Tony chodo. Or shall base a knesses, the shall base a medrash mevorchen olav. If you have an or inside the shul or inside the base of medrash, you could make a bracha on it. It's made for or. The time either a mevorchen olav, you can't make a bracha. It's not meant for or. It's only made for covered. The kasha. How the ikodim choshev. Then we say the candle in there is not for light, it's for a chiva for the person. And then you can't. So much if you have the light you use for the omid, you wouldn't be allowed to make a burnation of that light. Because the candle you light for the omid is not meant for or, it's meant for covering. How the lek adam choshev, there's no adam choshev in the shul, then the stomach, the light in the candle is for light, that's muta. The boy is saying, the whole body got the choshev. No, both cases there isn't adam choshev there. Well, like Kasha, I, the candle is only the covering. There's a shamish that sleeps and eats in the shul. So now the light is meant for him to use, therefore he can make a bracha on it. The boy is saying, both of them have a chaz in there. Depends if the moon is out the shop that night. If the moon is out, so now the shamish doesn't need the light of the candle, he'll be enough to use the light of the moon. Now the candle is only made for covered, and a candle that's only made for covered, you can't use it for burmirash. Mashenka, if there's no moon, then the shamash is going to use this candle oira, and then we say it's mutter.
You were holding daf nun gimel amar aleph in the middle of the Gemara, but to daf ton rabbonin. So you yoishim a base of medrash. Someone is sitting in the base of medrash on my Torah Shabbos. They view all of name. They brought light inside the base of medrash. So they shamer and meshamis says kol echod v'yech mevorach liyach. Everybody should make his own bracha borim yoreish.
In the middle of learning, so everybody should make their own bracha borim yoreish. But they still learn no echod mevorach lekulam. They should stop learning and let one person make the bracha for everybody. Why? Mishum shenema b'roivam hadras melech. There's an inyan to make the bracha for rabbi. The Maravishlaim of Beis Hillel Meforshi Taimei. Beis Hillel explains himself. The reason why one should make the bracha for everybody, because Roivam Hadras Melech. And they were sitting in the Beis Medrash, they were learning together, so they're called together. So it's better that one should make the bracha for everybody. Ela Beis Shammai, my time, what time of Beis Shammai that says everybody should make their own bracha? Now the more Kosavri Mephnei Bito Beis Medrash. That since they're learning, it's not Kedai to Mabatl everybody from learning. So, like they're in the middle of saying their Tzvara, let them finish saying their Tzvara, and then they'll make the bracha Barmereish. When they get finished their learning, then they'll say the bracha. Not kedai to make everybody stop and answer together. It's a bitul beis medrash. If you ask me, we play bitul beis medrash. She bizman she echem the bracha kulam, and one makes the bracha of everybody. Hein tzrichem lishtoik migrusos, and they have to be quiet, stop learning. They should have no kulam. They should all have kavana. The yishum elav v'yano amin. They should hear the bracha from the mevorach and answer amin. So therefore, it's better that each one makes his own bracha. For Tanya Nami Hoch, you write to Beis Shammai, Shel Beis Am Gamliel, Lehoi Yomri Marat of Beis HaMedrash. Mifnei Vito Beis HaMedrash. If somebody gave us needs, and the Mal of the Minigas to say Gesunta, to say Asuta, but in the middle of Beis HaMedrash, they didn't answer it. Why Mishkan Vito Beis HaMedrash, not from about the learning? Trashi Marat, Lehoi Yomri Marat, somebody sneezes. Shel Gilem Leim Asuta. The meaning was to say Asuta. And Santa Kreger brings down the Indian is, brought down the trick of Reb Lezer, beginning, when Hashem created the world, nobody got sick. As soon as he sneezed, his neshama used to leave him. That's the way they were made. With the sneeze, they used to die. Yaakov Mavakish Rachman Biyom Ribbon Koelon, Al Tikach Nashim Meni Ashe Atsav as Bni Obnoisai. As give me a warning before that I'm going to die, I'll leave some type of Atsavo. The Nathan learned, the Tikach Haibot Mavet Shosai Chaim. Therefore, now the many gives when somebody sneezes, we say Lechaim or Gesundheit is Shenahapech Hamoves Hazel or. That is changed over, this Indian of Yitz of sneezing was changed over. That's how many to say Gesundheit, to say Asutta. See, the Gemara says, when the base of Medrash, you shouldn't say it, you shouldn't bittle base of Medrash. So, Locha, both Bilma brought down. Some in the middle of learning, you should not answer Gesundheit. But here, we pass along the Silu Svara. When the Or comes in, since everybody's going to have to eventually stop learning and say the Brocha, it's only a question when you're going to answer the Brocha. Here we say, since it's an Indian of Broivam Hadrus Melech, it's Kedai, everybody should stop learning this second and listen to the Mavorach. But any Mavorachin, Loyala Ner, Voloyala Besomim Shomesim. Ner and Besomim by Nesim, you can't use that for the Boromirash or Boromir Besomim. Well, my time, Ner Lechovod Hu Diavida. That the Ner for a Mace is not meant for the purpose of having Hanor from the Or to use this for light, it's used as Kovod HaMace. And you can't make the bracha on such a or. Trashi ner l'chavod ha-meis avid. It's made for covid, not for using the ner for enjoyment, so you can't break the bracha. Bistomim is also lavur recha hu diyavida. The recha is only meant to take away the bad smell. So on such a thing, you do not make a bermine bistomim. It only if it's made for good smelling. If something's only made to take away bad smell, you don't make a bracha on it. Trashi bistomim avide lavur recha diyestuchonu shemeis avidiv le lariach. It's made to take away the bad smell of the mace and not to enjoy the smell of the stomach by the mason. Even the whole week, if you smell just the stomach, you wouldn't make a bracha. Om Rav Yudu Amarav, Kol Shemaisiyin Lufana B'yem of Alayla, Ein Mavorchen Olof. If you have such a mace, that as covered ha-mace, you would take the nerve in front of him, whether it's daytime or nighttime, then it's a raya, the or is only for covered, and you can't make a bracha. Of the whole Shein Mutsiyin Lufana B'yem of Alayla, but such a mace that you don't give so much cover to. The daytime you would not put an aura in front of him. You're only doing it at night time, so Saraya then, why are you doing it? Because you want to see how to go, where to go. So then the Mavorchen Olof, that's called the aura that's meant for use, and you can make a bracha. That aura is only meant to cover the mace, so you can't make a bracha on it. The mace not so choshev, you only do it at night time. Then the vorkan olav, you might see the might soy, shabbat the kvura. Because the reason why you have that or is pasha to see the way how to get to the basic forest. That's cool, the oira, you can make a bro.
The mice are going
to use the oira,
even if it's
covered,
the
mice are
going to use it
to
light anyway.
But the ikra is for the covet. So it's the mace, the ikra for the covet, you can't make a bro. Even though you may use it, but the ikra is for the covet. Ama rafuna, this son of Misha Beisa Kisei. If you have the sumim, something smelling in the base akisi, don't make a bracha. Even if you're outside and the smell comes outside, because the purpose of that smell, of the thing to put there, wasn't to smell good, it was to take away the bad smell. The shemen also lahavres azuma, same thing, you have good oil that smells good, like type of perfume, you rub it on your hands to take away the bad smell of your hands, is ein mavorach anola. As a gemara lememru, tochol hecho delav lerecha vidle mavorach analavei. Anytime the sum is not made just to smell good, it's meant to take away something bad, you don't make a bracha. But the more meisvei, ha-nichnas lechanusa shabesim, somebody walks into a store where they sell perfume. The reyach reich, and he smells it, this perfume there, is afilu yesh v'sham kol yom kula en mavarach ala palmachet. If he goes into state the whole day, he makes one bracha at the beginning, and that part is in the whole day, pashuk is not masir das from smelling. Nichnas v'yotzi, he goes in and goes out, nichnas v'yotzi, mavarach ala palmachet. As every time he goes out, it's like a hesach hadas, and when he comes in again to the store, he has to make another bracha. But the more v'hocho delav l'reichu d'avida. If something in the store is not meant to smell, in the store you're just there to buy, when you take it home, l'chur, you have das to smell it. But in the store, it's not meant to smell. Well, to mavarach, it's still you make a bracha on it. Have the Gemara know, in l'reichu namihu d'avida. Here in the store, the purpose there is also to make it smell good. Ki hecha del nircha inshi v'neitze v'nazra minayin. The Balabas wants for Dafka people to smell the good perfume and they'll come in to buy it. So Zika Kavana of putting out the perfume in the store is that people should smell it. Therefore it's called, it's meant for smelling, and you make a bracha. Jashi Bistomin, Shemelachodimisnes Labaitakise, Lahabri Memenu Reach Ra, Shabaitakise, Ein Mavorchen Alof. b'shem nosel habras azuma shemavim m'sayf asuda lost of yidayim azuma u'mavushim b'samin. You have to put oil. You put it on your hands. Then the suda ain't mevorkin alav. So Rashi has a bichidish. We don't hold like Rashi. Rashi says ain't mevorkin alav means bari yatsa b'stom. You don't make this bracha. Ela bari shem anorim. That's Rashi shita. You do make some bracha on this for a different bracha. Bari shem anorim k'mevorkinim im shemin shalafas menhu. Even b'som that's ground down, still you make bari ati b'som on it. Bari ati b'somim. Loi b'bo b'teich asud kama. That's not talking about when you're wiping your hands in the middle of the meal. El b'bo l'reich. You stam kama to smell that you make bari ati b'som. But when using the shemen at the end of the meal to rub off your hands, then you make a special bracha bari shemen on it. That's Rashi Shita. But we hold like Tosfos says, we don't make any bracha at all on it. I see. It just means the Rashi Shita. Halacha, we hold that if it's only meant to rub off the bad smell of your hands, we don't make a bracha at all. Screw it in deodorant. You put deodorant on your body, even though it would smell good, also you wouldn't make a bracha. Because the yikra of deodorant is only to take away the bad smell of the body. It's not meant yet to smell. On Anisha, anyway, we're not supposed to make a bracha if you smell Anisha. But Anisha, who they declare, when they put on the summim, they put on to smell good. It's not just on to take away the bad smell. There it's meant to smell good. So maybe Anisha, if another Anisha, maybe they shouldn't make a bracha. The men smell Anisha, they're not supposed to make a bracha. So it depends what kavan is for. If it's there to make you smell good, look where you should make a bracha then. Yeah, that's the smell, right? If you have hanobas, you go in and you smell in the carbon, you should make a bracha. They put it out so that you should smell it. Right?
Even though
we're
chemicals,
well, no, I'm not going into that. Talking about where it's for some that you should make a bracha. So only question was made for smelling that. You go outside the city, and you smell something, you smell nice smell there. In Roy Rav, you can call them Einim Avorach. Because in that moment they're doing it, they're making the smell of Shem Avoy Zorah, it's also to have enough from it. In Rav Yisrael Mavorach. Rav Yaisi Yomer, Afilu Rav Yisrael Nam Yem Avorach. No, Afilu Rav Yidin Sli, don't make a brach on. Nefnei She Benois Yisrael Mekakmas Lekshokim. There's a minute then that Benois Yisrael used to burn that stone in for Kishif, for Kishif. So that wasn't made for smelling, so therefore we don't make a brach on it. That Gemara Otto cool with Shofan the Katrin and the rogue Benois Yisrael burned up some for Kishif and the Gemara Hevelay Miyuta like Shofan. It's true. It's only me it does like Shofan. But Miyuta Nami Ligmar Sakelim. A Miyut of them burned up some to put the smell into the begodim. They want to beg it to smell good. So when they're burning the spice, it's not meant to smell the spice. It's meant to put the reich into the begodim. So on shot spice, you don't make a bracha either. Because the ikka kavan of making is not for smelling, it's to put it into the begad. Later, when you smell the begad, you also don't make a bracha. Because the begad is called the reich shein by ikka. There's no more ikka stone in the begad, it's only the smell itself, that you don't make a bracha. You only make a bracha when you smell the ikka. But here, when you're burning the scent, since it's only meant ligmar sakelim, you don't make a bracha. Or miyatnam ligmar sakelim. Ishtakach ruba the lab l'reich avida. It was a robe that are not doing the shame reich, therefore we don't make a bracha. But the more we call ruba the lab l'reich avida l'mavor. That's the cloud. Trashi ligmaras legameras akelim, levasen ba'oshne etta begodim. To make the smell, the smoke of the sun go into the begodim, into the clothing to make it smell good, is you don't make a bracha. Omer Rabbi Chiyah Barabba, Omer Rabbi Yechidin. Ha-mahalech bi'avir Shabbos. Somebody's going Erev Shabbos to Tveria. He's walking through the streets of Tveria. Over my soy Shabbos, soy to Tzipori. Relatives walking in my soy Shabbos and Tzipori. Vareach reach, and he smells a good smell in the air there. Ain't a mavorach. You don't make a brach on that smell. Why? But they say chaskosai ain't a osay el legamer boyas akelim. With a shteiger then, either Erev Shabbos in Tveria and my soy Shabbos Tzipori, they used to make the stands to make the begotten smell nice. But since the Baal HaBos, the ikka one that's making it, is doing a kavana, put it into his deged. Even if you come along and your kavanah is to smell to enjoy it, still you don't make a bracha. It goes back to the one that's making the Baal HaBos why he made this sense for. If he wanted his kavanah was just to make the begotten smell good, nobody makes a bracha on it. Tana Rabbanim, for Yemahalas Bishuk Shel Akum, you're going in the middle of the streets where the Goyim live, isn't it Tzrat Zal Areyach? If you have kavanah, you have hanor, you want to have hanor from the psalmim there, is a reza soiti, doing an avera. Because Roy Goyim is talking about either we have before where it's a mitzvah, where they're having sitting down to eat. So when they sit down to eat, then we're making the psalmim, the shame, the avodah zarah. then it's also Bano. Is that in the case where it would be also Bano, if you have come on to smell it, it's called Hereza Choyka.
It has to be some shaita that will do the Shema by the Zora. Some a goy has in his house some perfume in you, or some thummim, and you want to smell it, you would make a bracha on it. It's only where we have a that they did the Shema by the Zora.
Some of the companies that made things are
Marish Hashem of Rezor.
And they're called in regular
stores,
but there's an
Allah of Rezor,
they also.
They move on and Allah Mir Achusa. It comes Havdullah, you don't.